Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tourism Media Mayhem, the podcast attempting to tame the beast that is ad buying in destination marketing. That's a bit of a mouthful. I think we might want to work on that, Sasha.
We will.
It's a bit awful. Okay, so my name's Josh Shear.
And I'm Sasha Jackson.
And we're going to be talking about all sorts of things, but mainly media buying, right?
Mainly.
And how digital is better than anything traditional.
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there.
Will we?
I mean,
I don't know if we will. I mean, digital is always better.
We'll get to the argument.
Well, who are you, Sasha? And why should people care about what you have to say?
They shouldn't. No, just kidding. So I've been in the advertising industry about 10 years, almost 10 years. I feel old. I've worked on client side and agency side. Yeah, I started in account management, and I think media buying sort of fell into my lap. So it's led me here. I've loved it so far, and yeah, here we are.
Cool.
What about you? Tell us about you, Josh.
Oh, I'm not worth talking about. But basically, I'm the digital guy here at Relic. Yeah, this is a Relic podcast, mm-hmm. Part of the Destination Marketing Podcast
Network.
Kind
of important.
In case you didn't know. Yeah, so I'm the digital guy, manage our digital marketing team, responsible for the strategy for all our clients across channels, focusing mainly on tourism and destination marketing, but, you know, occasionally something mm-hmm. a little different. I've been around. You might have a little more experience than me, though.
Yes.
Yeah, you win that
one.
You
win
that
one.
You win that one. But let's see. I've started my career in journalism and pivoted to marketing because it was a little more rewarding than, you know, the whole news thing was. So, yeah.
So let's tell the audience a little bit more about ourselves. Josh, where are you from?
You know, I'm a Texas boy. Grew up in the Dallas area.
Nice.
Lived there, you know, for a solid 18 years and haven't been there. I haven't lived there since then. Went to college at the University of Missouri.
Nice.
Go Tigers. So studied journalism there. Had a great time doing that for a number of years out in rural Wyoming, exploring the mountains and reporting local news, leading a team of reporters. Great fun. While I was there, though, I got to know content marketing a little bit better mm-hmm. and ended up writing a bunch of like sponsored content for our advertisers alongside my day job as a reporter. And that seeing the results and seeing how excited customers got about the content we were creating and the results they got was really fun, really rewarding. And while I was there, I worked with the local DMO and learned a little bit about this whole tourism destination marketing world that was brand new to me. And so that was kind of fun. And then through a series of steps, ended up here in Utah and now doing digital marketing for our team.
So
go ahead.
Sorry. No, I have a question.
Ask away.
How do you feel like your journalism background, you touched on it a little bit, but how do you feel like it has impacted your current work with digital marketing?
I think, boy, this let me brag a little bit. I feel like one thing that's helped me a little bit is being able to ask a lot of questions mm-hmm. and being comfortable asking questions of the clients and getting to know exactly what their hopes and dreams are and mm-hmm. finding ways to fulfill them is kind of what I've been learning more and more. But getting to the heart of what the client really wants, I feel like I've learned those skills through just being a journalist and being cool asking questions.
Awesome. Investigating.
Yeah, investigating.
Into the heart of the problem.
Speaking of which.
Yes.
Who are you?
Okay.
What brought you here today?
What brought me here?
Why are you talking to me?
No, I'm from Idaho. I'm from Blackfoot, Idaho, kind of a small town. Not a ton of people know it unless you're like kind of from the area. But I kind of migrated to Utah for school and I just never left. So I've just stayed and now I'm married and kind of like rooted here. But
for school?
For school.
What'd you study?
Yep. So I actually studied advertising. I'm one of the rare people who studied what they're actually working in now.
Whoa.
But I was an account manager first and kind of migrated to media. That it kind of fell in my lap. So yeah, here I am, just as things worked out. But
and where was this?
School?
Yeah.
BYU.
Okay.
Right here in Provo.
Right here.
Yep, they have an awesome ad program. So yeah, it was a really good experience. And yeah, then I ended up working kind of around this area.
You know, they do turn out some good grads. I think.
Thank you for that. Like me.
I wasn't going to say that, but, you know, a couple people on my team graduated from the program.
And, okay.
You know.
Yeah.
How do you spend your weekends, Sasha? What's life like?
Oh, how do I spend my weekends? Relaxing. I'm a busy working mom. So, yeah, I just, any downtime, I kind of wanted to spend with family. And I'm trying to garden this year. Just bought a house last year. We're trying to plant a garden and see how that goes. So wish me luck. If any listeners have some tips, send them in. But yeah, really excited for that. Just kind of getting into some outdoorsy things. Maybe kayaking this year. Hoping to be able to kayak a little bit. Do some fun outdoor rec around beautiful Utah. So what about you, nice. Josh?
Nice. Well, my wife and I spend a lot of time hiking, camping, that kind of stuff. We love the outdoors. Mm-hmm. That's why one of the main reasons we're in Utah, just because we love the outdoors, and Utah has such awesome terrain. When we can, we travel. That's been sad the last year, but hey, we're going to Chicago this weekend, so
fun.
That's exciting.
Nice.
I'm excited to like see a city again. I don't even know what that's like.
Yep. Are you gonna have some deep dish
Salt Lake
pizza?
City's kind of a city. Oh yeah. Okay. I mean, you have to. Yeah, all about that Lou Malnati's.
See, when I went there, we ate at Giordano's.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay, but we never made it to Lou Malnati's. So I've heard good about both. So you have to tell me what you think.
Oh, Lou's wins.
Preferably
I've been there enough.
Back.
Lou's wins.
We'll eat it on our next episode.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. You can ship that pizza. Did you know that? You can order online, ship it to your house.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing how much we do that.
Yeah, do you? Okay.
Well, let's not talk about that.
Okay, let's not talk about it. Let's not talk about food.
But that's a good part of travel.
Yeah, sure. Awesome.
Foodvertising. That's something we need to work on.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I'm all about the big ideas.
Yep.
I don't know what I'm talking about. So, Sasha, let's jump into the meat of our podcast here.
Let's do it.
I enjoy trash talking traditional media.
I know you do.
Because literally, so much of it, like, literally ends up in the trash. You know, like, direct mail or
after,
you know,
after
like...
After they call the number.
After they call the number. And so, yeah, let's dive into why digital's better.
Yeah, I think it's important to mention that I oversee the traditional media department, so thus traditional versus digital debate that we will have ensuing throughout the podcast.
Hey, Sasha, did you know that when I started, I thought you hated me?
Did you? No, I did. No, just kidding. I didn't. We've been buddies.
No, I really did. I thought you disliked me. I thought you're like, who is this jerk?
Well, you came in and tried to steal all my budget, so, you know.
Well, yeah, because someone needs to control your freaking traditional budgets.
Media.
Yeah.
Well, you did. We got a nice balance going now. We've got a nice balance.
Well, so, we do know that digital is better, right?
Like,
when it comes to, like, showing results, digital media is where it's at, right? That's what destinations should be investing in.
Partly. And then the other part should be awareness tactics to funnel leads to your channel. So, yeah,
but I can do awareness on Google Display.
You can. But is it as good? Which is what?
As good as what?
As my traditional awareness tactics.
Which would be?
You know, outdoor, impactful. I think the digital space is crowded. I think, you know, traditional media stands out in a lot of scenarios. So...
That's fair. You can't see my face, but I'm making a face. That's fair. I think it does have its own special little spot, I guess.
And you know, tracking is hard on traditional media. I think we'll probably dedicate one whole episode later on to tracking traditional media. There are some ways, but I think that's probably the weakness of my realm is tracking and where people have the hardest, you know, the hardest part with.
You know, Sasha, I do tend to give you a lot of crap for... all of the traditional stuff that you seem to think warrants so much money. Like I have, part of the reason I have a hard time with traditional media is it feels like it's so expensive compared to, you know, like just buying a Facebook ad.
Well, you pay for what you get in quality. So it is more expensive. It is. And partly is just, you know, the reach that you're getting.
Yeah. And that's fair. I mean, I can buy some cheap CPMs.
Yeah.
But I do see your point about standing out a little bit more. And, you know, everybody's on Facebook. Like, Facebook has its place, but not everybody's in Angler Monthly.
I think at the heart of our podcast, you'll find a good balance between traditional and digital is the key to success. And so I think we'll get around to that keynote, but have a few fun arguments along the way.
Yeah. Oh, were you speaking to our audience? Hello, audience.
Hello. Yes, hello, audience.
So what are we doing here? I think the purpose of this podcast, if we are agreed, mm-hmm. the purpose of this thing is to tame the beast. Like I said mm-hmm. earlier, we want to figure out like when and why and how to buy different types of media, right? And yep. like help identify when you're making mistakes or when it's good or bad or right?
You bet. Yep, you bet. Just help you out with where to spend your marketing dollars. So everyone.
Did you just say I was right?
I mean, just once.
Oh, I'm proud. This is the first episode. You heard it here. She said I'm right. All right. So really, destination marketing and any marketing in general, like when you're buying ads, it's all about getting, you've heard it before. This is nothing new, but it's all about getting the message to the right message to the right person at the right time. And sometimes time means place. Sometimes it means literal time. Persons are people. We're not marketing to dogs, right?
I mean, how smart is a dog?
Dogs like to travel. I take my dog camping.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Sasha, tell us a bit about what our lovely listeners we'll hear on this yes. podcast.
So we'll also talk about why destination marketing is different from other verticals. We've got some unique hurdles to overcome, and I think some unique special aspects to talk about when it comes to destination marketing.
But is it really special?
I mean, yes.
I mean, I guess it is. We wouldn't be doing
all
this.
Our listeners are destination marketers. Are you people special?
Are you people special? Yeah, no, but seriously, Sasha. Mm-hmm. What makes destination marketing special compared to others?
You know, I think we have just, for one, it's a really fun industry. I mean, anyone you talk to who's in it gets to meet a lot of people. I think it's a fun endeavor to try to bring more visitation to your area, kind of boost the economy. I think that's one reason why I love it is you get it kind of, I think it's a way of giving back in a different way of viewing it. So it's really interesting that way. But I think you have a harder ask. You know, you're asking someone to come to spend a lot of money and to spend a lot of time in your destination. I think it's a harder conversion to make in some cases than other tactics or than other, I should say, marketing efforts.
Yeah, it's almost like asking somebody to buy a car, right? It's a big mm-hmm. commitment to yep. get somebody to take time out of their week or month, you know, say use those really special PTO hours and mm-hmm. choose to spend their summer with their family in your destination. Like that's, yep. yeah, a big ask.
Especially if they have a lot of kids. It gets really expensive.
That's true. It does. Well, and one thing I would call out that's kind of different from other verticals is especially when you're thinking about working with DMOs specifically and not an attraction mm-hmm. or a specific hotel. But man, if you are a county or a state that's just dedicated to driving new business to your area and measuring that economic impact, it can be really difficult. Like mm-hmm. from a digital perspective, you think that, man, it's really easy to just you could track everything, but you can't really. Like when the hotels and the theme parks and stuff are the ones that are actually earning the revenue that you're mm-hmm. spending ad dollars for, yep. it's hard to get that kind of measurement without pulling in a bunch of different data points from all sorts of third parties.
Yep, exactly. Spot on. Look, I agreed with you again.
Whoa, mark that down. So I think we've kind of touched on it already, but a big portion of what we'll be talking about on this podcast is just what channels make sense and what don't and where they fit in the individual destination or attractions marketing funnel. Like when does it make sense to buy a billboard and when does it make sense to invest in Bing ads, right? Yep. Like mm-hmm. both of those are a little wonky sometimes.
Yep. We'll also talk about emerging trends, just what's new and hot in the industry, what's coming up, what should you be looking at, paying attention to.
Cool stuff.
Yep.
we'll talk about new techniques and tips and tricks that, you know, Sasha and I've learned over the years. And not that, you know, like we're like the smartest people ever,
No.
But you should listen to us. Yeah, you should. But I think hopefully we can provide some insight that will help you make better decisions for you and your destination.
Yep. And I think to Josh's point, we're not always the smartest people, but we know a lot of smart people and we will get them on the show as guest speakers. So if it's an area that we want a little bit, you know, to double tap on, want more info, we'll bring someone on from that individual area to talk a little bit more about as well.
That's a really good point. Like, who really wants to just sit and listen to us for 20 to 40 minutes?
Just me. But you guys don't want to listen to us for that long.
So, and when those guests come on, we'll get experts from the individual channels, but we'll also talk to destinations and learn what has and hasn't worked for them. Definitely want, you know, when we can learn from other people's failures, that's something we'd like to do. And so we'll be asking those hard questions, like, what have you learned that we can all not do? That would be great.
I like it.
Okay, so because we don't feel like you need to listen to us talk for half an hour every single week, we're only going to post every other week. At least that's the plan for now. Right, Sasha?
Yes. Make time for our sister podcast. Give them a listen from Destination Marketing.
And really, like, you should listen to more than just us. There's a lot of good content out there. Like, why would you just listen to us? Why? So, all that being said, look for us every other week on any place you'll listen to podcasts. We should be on your Spotify's and your Apple's and your Google's. And so additionally, we'll be setting up social channels. Ideally, you'll see us on LinkedIn and maybe Reddit, maybe a couple other places that we're toying with. But Sasha has commitment issues.
More to come.
So, next episode, I think we have a good kind of starting off point for more than just us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's that going to be about, Sasha?
So how to build the perfect media mix. We're going to talk to you about tactics, just what tactics work together per your certain goals and objectives. Ooh. Get a little bit granular.
Perfect. That's a perfect media mix. Perfect. That's aggressive.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
I mean, it's going to be mainly traditional media, so.
No. Just a hard no. This is going to be fun.
This will be fun.
Looking forward to it, Sasha. See you next time.
Bye.